probably still raining, although I haven't been out in a while. Thank you for being in with us. We've got three guys here, Patrick McGinley and Jason Buzon and Zach Rock. And together, they are playing. Some of them have been here before in a different configuration. But today, you'll get to hear them. I can't wait to hear what they sound like. The sound check sounded good. Banjo, guitar, and bass. And together, they are Nameless in August.
Freight train is going my way, and further I stray from this world, and I'm not afraid to live in it. I've got so much that's left here unfinished. Should have brought you some orchids. Oh, you got that smile on your face. For every ounce of grace you gave me so much grace. Only for today, I got life going my way. I am free of guilt. I am not ashamed. Looking back in time, I have reasons, I have rhymes. And everything you did for me, you did for me, you did. Why did you do what you did? Only for today, I got life going my way. I am free of guilt. I am not ashamed, oh no. Freight train is going my way. Further and further I stray from this world, and I won't be afraid to live in it. I've got so much that's left here unfinished. But I was just a boy. I have memories of you as you sat there with me in a rocking chair. In a rocking chair with you. Come on. You sang in harmony. You sang in harmony. Singer I must be. Only for today, I got life going my way. I am free of guilt. I am not ashamed. Oh no. Freight train is going my way. And further I stray world, and I won't be afraid to live in it, 'cause I've got so much that's left here unfinished, unfinished, unfinished. La-di-da, la-di-da. The world it's soon gonna throw you, but I know I'll be back again this town, 'cause I've got so much that's left here unfinished.
Nameless in August. That's nice. Who wrote that?
Thank you.
Well, we did. Yeah. Zach wrote a good part of it. I wrote a good part of it, and Patrick added, his flavor on that, and then it came out. And it,
Jason's terrific with the banjo melody, like all the stuff you hear in that. He's brilliant with those melodies.
It's like a superhero entrance.
A little more.
How long have you played banjo, Jason?
I've played for about a year and a half now straight, and off and on years before that, weeks at a time. Nothing too substantial, but I played guitar for a long time before, so. It was a kind of an easy transition, but it's definitely a different beast.
Drums at all?
No drums.
I'll tell you, your playing is really great. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of jazz and drive and push, which is why I'd asked about drums, mm-hmm. To keep that energy going in the way you are is really pretty neat. How did you learn? Did you take lessons from anybody or just jump in?
A lot of books. My background playing guitar helped because I did a lot of finger style. So I was kind of used to playing this a little bit before I picked it up. Not too much. The fingering's way different. It's tuned differently. So that was a little challenge. But just practicing it. Just sitting down and practicing it and loving it.
Yeah, you guys have a symphonic sound really as you're playing because you're each doing something, very different, but also together. And that's hard to pull off as an ensemble. And you're relatively new together. You've known each other for a while, but it's Nameless in August.
Extremely new. And in perspective of bands, very new.
In band years.
Infantry. We're infants, definitely.
Yeah. I didn't meet Zach until about a year ago, maybe a little over. So I've only known him for a little bit. And Patrick, I think we've known for about 6-7 months maybe now.
How'd you guys meet? Yeah.
How'd we meet?
Yeah.
Actually, all of us met through open mics. So yes. Go to open mics.
That was how you and Jason met.
We met at open mics.
Yes.
That's the way they're supposed to work.
Yeah, right? And actually Jason and I run an open mic. We all do now. We run an open mic every Tuesday at the Blind Pig on the South Side, 22nd block. And Patrick actually was just in there. He actually lives really close there. And Jason and I were playing in this one girl's like, he plays bass. Go get it. and she made him go get his bass. And then Patrick, was there since. And very welcome. He plays a mean bass. Yeah.
That's the way great things are supposed to happen, right?
He was back in 2 minutes, I think.
Heavy with a 40-pound bass amp.
It was good, yeah.
I want to talk to each of you a little bit more, but why don't we have you guys get another song in?
It's cool, yeah.
All right. Goes, yeah.
And what's it called?
The song's called The Way It Goes.
How's this one go?
It's the way it goes right here. All right, Jay, give us another one of those melodies.
There's the young man down the hall, and he's sleeping with his jawbone broken, been busted wide open. He's taking a swing at the world, it done knocked him on the ground. Now he's sleeping in that bed all alone. But every now and then, when he wants you as a friend, you come running right by his side. Might be a shame to say, but the world's that way, You're gonna hold that little boy's hand, and on the way up, they'll all fill your cup. And that's the way it goes. And when you're looking down, they'll be throwing out their frowns. And that's the way it goes. 'Cause you always find someone saying you don't belong. It's the way it goes. Just look them in the eyes, you tell them what you are, and that's the way it goes. And that man up on the wall, you don't know him at all. He's responsible for all you're gonna know. There might come a day where someone tears him off the wall. I hope you're the one to say, what's the deal here? But every now and then, when this world falls to an end, Well, I promise I'll hold you tight. Might be ashamed to say, you know, the world's that way. My life's gonna be a little journey, and on the way up, they'll all fill your cup. And that's the way it goes. And when you're falling down, they're reaching out with frowns. And that's the way it goes. 'Cause you always find someone saying you don't belong. That's the way it goes. Just look them in the eyes, you tell them who you are. That's the way it's gonna go. Always someone saying you don't belong. That's the way it goes. Look them in the eyes, you tell them who you are. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. And on the way up, yeah, they'll all fill your cup. And that's the way it goes.
Nameless in August, another great song at the Saturday Light Brigade, the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Saturday mornings on public radio. It's 11:30. And, you know, I don't often do this, but and that would be, isn't that a great lead? Isn't that a great
lead? Yeah. Uh-oh. What's coming? That's what that means. Uh-oh.
You know, I don't often do this, but that would be bringing up other musicians. But do you know the banjo player Allison Brown, by any chance?
I know the name.
She plays with Alison Krauss a lot.
Okay.
She's a very progressive banjo player, yet is also steeped in bluegrass roots and composes and is really an amazing player. And I don't ever like to compare, and I'm not, but it's in, I think you'd enjoy listening to her.
It's not
saying you're playing like her or vice versa, but there's the energy in your playing reminds me of a lot of the energy you find in hers, just this driving.
I definitely have to look into her.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'll play you some after if we have a chance.
Great.
Once we're
right.
Done here.
Cool.
So you guys are all from Pittsburgh, or why don't we go down the line and figure out everybody's deep
intimate history,
deep biography, and we'll start with you, Patrick.
Yes.
So yes,
started when I was 5 years old. No, I was born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Whereabouts?
I'm from Forest Hills. Yeah.
Really? What street? I'm sorry. I grew up in Churchill.
Oh, so okay. It's a stone's throw, isn't it?
Okay. I grew up in Gilmore Acres.
I know exactly where that is. Yeah.
And you don't have to say what street. That's okay.
No, Ridge Avenue. It's off of Braddock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Ridge. I had a good friend.
I thought you looked familiar.
The Kerner family lived on Ridge, and I used to visit Karen and her parents lots of times right off of Braddock, that little dog leg that goes up there. Mm-hmm. I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's exactly
Did you
right,
go to Woodland Hills?
No, I didn't. Not. I went to a small private high school.
Okay. And I didn't go to Woodland Hills either. It didn't exist when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So you've stayed pretty much in Pittsburgh between then and now?
Or? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I get out of the city a lot. I'd love to travel, so I do that quite often. But, yeah, born and raised in Pittsburgh, I do love it. So.
Great. Yeah, I'm glad you stayed. I did the same thing pretty much. There's still there's a lot here, and we're getting more people again. You know, the census concluded we bottomed out population-wise. I don't know if you guys read that recently.
I believe
recently.
It, though. There's so much here. Yeah. I really believe that easily.
Yeah, there's a lot. Now,
on the rise.
Zach is his voice you just heard there, and you're from here originally.
No? I'm from Youngstown, Ohio.
Really? Suburban yes. Poland.
Yes. No.
What street? What street?
Yeah, I'm not going to.
304 Center. Nebo. What's up, Nebo?
Which street you're from.
Well, actually, you know what I meant when I said suburban Poland.
Poland yeah.
Maybe these
Poland,
guys don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Poland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Which
I just thought it was a rival. Rag on
no.
I'm a Struthers. Yeah, I'm a Struthers boy.
Yeah.
So that's actually a rival of ours in football. In any sport, rather.
Yeah. My wife's sister, the Basinger family, and they have an auction company in Youngstown that's pretty prominent, and they live in Poland now. But I think one son is living in Canfield. It gets hard for me to track them all, but they're all out that way.
Same area.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
Well, I moved here by way of South Carolina. Just friends. Good friend of mine went to school out here, and him and his cousin bought a house. And after they got done with school, they owned, and I was just spinning my wheels down in South Carolina, you know, just you spin your wheels and just not going anywhere. And then you just want to change and like a city life, you know. And they invited me to stay in their place, and I live with them for about 3 years. I've been here 3.5 years now, and I love it here.
Yeah.
Great city.
I was going to say, do you remember anything in particular that really made you feel comfortable once you got here?
The beauty of the city, the beauty of the country, you know, the area, the people, which is just like no other in the country. But yeah, the people, how beautiful the city is.
Yeah, I think
the size.
Yeah, the scale is right, I mm-hmm. think. And we do, I think, sometimes take for granted. I mean, where else can you look at a 200-year-old building and half an hour later pretty much be in a so quiet you could hear a pin drop
yeah.
forest.
Mm-hmm.
It's really something. Now, when did you start playing guitar?
I picked it up late, real late. And I mean, in relative speaking, you know, as we talk about band speaking, I didn't pick it up until about 17, 18.
That is late.
Yeah, it
How
is.
How many band years is that?
Yeah, it'd be like five. Yeah. It's like halftime, like that. yeah, but the thing is, once I picked it up, I just started writing immediately, you know. I didn't just immediately, like, just picked it up to write songs.
That band year conversion equation would be an odd one because it probably isn't consistent. You know, it's probably more of a curve that moves up and down.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I would have to work on that for a while. But actually, when I think about it, it's probably, Zach could maybe do it, or one of you guys could do it.
Yeah, we could probably equation,
figure out the equation.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'd be
mathematical.
It would work. Somehow it would work.
Somehow related to dog years and all these other ridiculous.
Yeah. Need some street chalk.
Street.
Do it on the street.
It could be. Well, the Girl Scouts are here. Hi, Girl Scouts.
Do they have cookies or no?
We were talking about cookies earlier. These guys love Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
And we'll give you a chance to come in and say hello in a little bit.
Great.
If you would like. Nameless in August is a good name.
Thank you.
And is that when you guys got together, August?
There's actually a story behind that. People like the story. And when you hear the story, you might like the name better. Jason and I got together in April of last year, or May. So we've been together less than a year. May we started performing and playing, and we're like, okay, we're going to have – we started in May. We had to have a name. We made a deadline to have a name by June 1st. Then June 1st blew by, and we had a deadline to have it by July 1st. You know, it's July 27th already.
And I'm curious, who enforce? I guess they're not enforced, these deadlines, but how? You know, are those like pinky swears
just,
or signed in blood?
Just like, okay, we need something. And on July 31st, I think I sent Zach a message saying, hey, we need a name. And he wrote back, "Don't worry, we will not be nameless in August."
And then we were nameless in August.
And there it is.
That is the story behind the name.
I like it. I like it. I think it sticks. And, you know, well, after you guys, after a while, you'll just be NIA.
NIA.
For sure.
Yeah, we've heard that. I like it.
Yeah, which some people might hear as MIA, so you need to be careful there. Mm-hmm. NIA or NIA.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, you have to think about that stuff, too. You know what I mean? Your abbreviations.
Yes.
You know, like, NIA, people will say it already. You have to think about that. You don't want to spell anything too awkward.
Well, yeah, with SLB, you know, we don't want slob. And we certainly don't want slab. Well, slab is better. If we had to have one, we would take it.
I like it.
You guys, you just sound great. You've been playing bass for a while? Or?
Yeah, I think I started when I was 16, so.
I'm always curious because.
About 10 years.
You know, a lot of folks who hear musicians that sound as good as you do figure you were born with these instruments in your cribs or at least in your jungle gyms as you were playing. And
can I tell a story about that infancy?
Of course.
I was about, let's say, 3. My dad's downstairs watching TV, and he tells me that he's told me this story a bunch of times. But he's downstairs watching TV, and I'm a little boy, and he just hears thump, thump coming down the steps, thump. Dump, and he goes around the corner. It's me at the age of 3, just dragging his Telecaster down the steps. Boom, boom, boom. And, you know, he said he whooped me. He was lucky. He told me I'm lucky I was wearing a diaper because it padded it. Because I'm sure he didn't do it. He said he wanted to so bad. Dragging his telly down the stairs.
It probably looked like one of those little hobby horses.
That's why he plays acoustic.
Yes, but I did notice the pick guard is missing from that guitar.
Yeah.
I figure it's because you really need that pick guard because you play pretty hard. Or yeah, maybe you took it off.
It's a 71. It was a 71 Martin. It was peeling. I love it without the pick guard. It looks awesome. But it was just, you know, this thing's old. My mom got it from my dad. I think when they got married, but it was peeling off, and it just finally just came off one day, and
I think his dad that peeled it off revenge for the Telecaster.
What was his guitar before it was mine? Yeah, oh, he got
some nice.
Me, yeah.
Nice. Let's hear another song, Nameless in August, and then maybe if some Girl Scouts want to come in after that song, and if you guys, girls, want to ask these guys some questions, we'll do that. Oh, and then we've got time for probably 3 more songs, certainly.
Great.
Yeah, we're fine there.
Well, we're going to do a song called Favorite Band, then. Sound cool?
Sounds cool.
All right.
For it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Used to be little kids running around, falling in love. You're my first, you won't be my last. Never forget the days of walking on broken glass. So weak, and every meaning of the words, and I can't hold a feather in my hands, watching this world crumble all around you, yet you're standing strong. Why should you think of me? Should've been me, I could be us, picking out names. And I swear I'll fix the leaky sink and let out our dog. Let's find a sitter for tonight, 'cause you know our favorite band is in town.
saw you leaving that day in a juvenile way. And I guess you didn't want to hear it. I'd be wasting all my breath. I know I could trust you, but I chose to push you away. I pushed you away. Oh, goodbye. I'll see you around, never. 'Cause you know I've been broken, I don't wanna hurt again. Oh, goodbye. I'll see you around, never. 'Cause you know I've been broken, I don't wanna hurt again. Should have been me, that could be us. Picking out names, and I swear I'll fix the leaky sink and I'll let out our dog. We'll find a sitter for tonight, but you know our favorite band is in town. Us picking out names, and I swear I'll fix the leaky sink and let out our dog. We'll find a sitter for tonight, 'cause you know our favorite band is in town.
That's a good song. Who's doing the lyrics? Everybody points. Yeah. That's really a good one. When did you write that?
About a year ago. It's like that like you see the past.
Yeah, it's just
it could have been, you know.
Your songs, all of them. I just don't want to keep saying it over and over, but it's just really fun to hear. The integration of what you're doing. You saw me, I think you may have seen me throw my headphones off for a minute because I couldn't believe what I was hearing and I wanted to hear it, without my headphones on because it was really cool. I mean, there's a certain cacophony to it that's kind of fun. Well, I mentioned we were talking about cookies earlier. We really were talking about cookies because these guys all have favorites. Let's see. Yours was
The Thin Mints.
The Thin Mints.
Ironically, you don't feel thin after eating
them. No. So, yeah, and he likes to freeze his Thin Mints.
Oh my! Yes. Thin Mints, yes.
And then, let's see. I'm trying to think of the other. That was Patrick's favorite. And Jason's favorite was?
Mine are actually Thin Mints, too.
Thin Mints. And Zach, did you have
a
Samoas.
Those are so good.
The newest ones. But let's, first of all, you can all say hello on the radio. But if you have a question for the band, you can ask a question, too. And if you don't want to say hello, that's okay. Just shake your head or something. Would you like? Who would like to go first? What? And could you say your name and how old you are? And then if you have a question, actually, if you want to say hi to anybody, do that. And then if you have a question, do that.
My name is Hannah, and I'm 9 years old. And my question is, when you guys were kids, did you have any, like, favorite, like, music artists that helped you want to become a band?
Great question.
Yeah.
Awesome question.
Yes.
Without a doubt,
yes,
I think all of us, for sure. Yeah.
My favorite as a kid was the Monkees, for sure, because they had a TV show that was real zany and funny, and they had really good music. And they were actually a good kid show, but definitely them.
You can still watch the Monkees.
Yes.
Somewhere on YouTube, if not on TV, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any other favorites?
My first recollection of music, my dad said I was in the womb for a George Strait concert and Randy Travis. So probably Randy Travis and George Strait, country all the way.
Patrick?
My biggest influence is probably like Chili Peppers growing up. But other than that, I always just fell into like what my brother was listening to. So he was a big like Dave fan, that sort of. It was kind mm-hmm. of actually exactly like you with his musical tastes.
Yeah. It's a good question.
Really
Thank
good question.
You.
Good job, Hannah.
My name is Sarah. I am 10 and a half. And my question is, did you guys have any pets growing up?
I had many pets.
Yeah.
I had a few dogs growing up and a lot of and cats now. I had fish and I had some birds growing up. But I love my cats now. I just want to say hello to them. Don't be jealous.
Do you want to give a shout out to the cats?
Yes. They might be listening. Who knows?
What's your cat's name?
Sub-Zero and Bo.
What?
Sub-Zero, because we had a dog named Zero, and then we had a cat.
Sub-Zero. Okay.
And then Sub-Zero.
We had Thea. I had a Doberman Pinscher, which is a bigger dog with the pointy ears, named Thea. And we had cats growing up, Pops and McCloud. I got the name McCloud. And Eminem. And probably a lot more, but I forget the names.
Yeah.
That's another great question. Hi.
Hi, I'm Anna, and I'm 9 years old. And my question is, why did you want to become a band?
Ooh, good question. Yeah, let's make Zach answer. I mean, let's have Zach answer that.
It's fun. It's really fun to play music. It's really enjoyable. Sometimes when you're playing music and, you know, you don't even feel like yourself. You're so happy with what you're doing. You just don't even feel, you feel alive. You feel extremely alive. And you get to just, it's kind of like coloring. You know, you get to do whatever you want to make whatever you want. And it's fun. It's creative.
Hi, my name's Lauren, and I'm 10 years old. And my question is, how many instruments do you play?
Awesome. Oh, good questions.
Well, Jason's the guru. He plays, what, like 37? Is that what it's up to now?
We're getting there. No, maybe three.
He's modest. He's modest. If he's not a master of the instrument, he considers himself not a player of it. But I'll speak for him because he won't.
Yeah.
I gave him a dobro to use, and like a week later, he was, you know. We already have a couple songs on the dobro. So he plays dobro, plays a mean guitar. He plays a mean banjo. He's really good at harmonica. He can mess around on the keys. I don't know about his rhythm. I think I'm a better drummer than him.
Yes.
But what else? Keep going.
That's it.
Harmonica.
That's it.
That's a lot of instruments.
Yeah.
Dobro is kind of like, if any of you seen a dobro, picture a guitar with a hubcap on it. That's about what they look
That's
like.
That's a good description.
And they make noise.
Hi, I'm Madison, and I'm 10 years old. And my question is, what made you decide what this song would be like?
The one we just played? It goes by like what you're feeling at the moment, you know, and just what color you want to grab or whatever you want to write about. It's what pops in your head, or sometimes usually just playing an instrument and you hear something. Da 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 da. Yeah, that's kind of cool. I'm like da 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 da. Madison asked a good question with really cool glasses and a nice smile. I don't know.
And don't forget the ribbon in her hair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We'll all write songs together. Yeah. That's a good question.
Hi, my name is Emma, and I'm 9 years old. My question is, how many songs have you wrote?
Oh.
We've read a lot. A lot of them are incomplete songs. Jason, how many think you have?
I have a lot. I don't know, a lot incomplete. Sometimes, don't tell your parents this, but sometimes you start a book and then you don't finish it. That's sometimes what I do with my songs.
Yeah.
You start them and then you don't finish it. But there's a lot. I know between the three of us, we have about 15, maybe 20.
I'd say we have about 60 songs.
60.
That's it.
Grows.
It's another another great question. Who else would like to come up? Let's rotate a little bit so some of you can come up near the front. We'll pretend it's like volleyball. Hello.
Hi, my name is Katiana, and I'm 10. What was your first song that you guys wrote?
Kentucky Snow.
Kentucky Snow.
Yeah, that's a good
Kentucky
one.
Kentucky Snow.
Are we playing that today?
We didn't plan good on song. Playing it, but now she asked that question. Song, it was called Kentucky Snow. It was Jason and I got together for the first time, and he had a little riff, and I had a riff that was in C, and it went really good, and we wrote it. And we still play it.
I want to be sure these guys have time to play. Anybody else want to just say hello or ask a question? You can just say hello if you want. Anybody who hasn't done that? You sure? You had one more question?
No. Wait. No, I just want to say hello.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Well, it's good to say hello.
Hi, people out there.
I'll tell you, who can tell me, can you name the people that didn't talk? Can somebody do that?
Their names are Deanna, Grace, Haley, and Lizzie.
Katie didn't speak either.
And Katie.
And you guys are from Mars, right?
No. Yeah, we're
some
from Mars and St. Killian's.
Mars and St. Killian's. Well, thank you. Oh, wait, some of... And Evan City? Okay, Mars, Evan City, and St. Killian's. And Cyber School. Okay, we got it all. And you're going to get a great hands-on tour of the radio studio coming up after noon. And I think we have time for one more because we have about 6 minutes of radio time.
Turning.
I want to thank you guys for being here, and I really want you to come back.
We will be, and we're cool, grateful to be here.
Yeah, you guys are really a lot of fun. Look for Nameless in August. Their website, I think it's just, we've linked to
it's
but
fledgling,
it's,
yeah.
It's namelessinaugust.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's simple. Here they are once again.
Sorry about the way I treated you today. I might not make it home. Things are going right, feeling I just might never be back. Something's going on somewhere where I'm not. I don't want to hear myself make excuses for why I'm not there. So just hold on while I'm gone. I swear I'll come back strong for you. Yes, I will. I don't say, I don't blame me. I know where I stood and I stand there from the start. And I don't think about you anymore. So what's this thinking for? So just hold. I'll come back strong. For you, I come back strong. But turning around, oh, it's just so hard to do. And turning this thing around, something that I'll never do willingly for you. have done. Always know what we have not done. I could see it coming. I could see, oh, looking out behind you. Looking out behind you. Looking out behind you. Looking out, it was right there. Look out behind you. Turning around, oh, it's just so hard, so hard to do. I'm turning this thing around, something that I'll never do willingly for you. I don't think I'll do it for you. Not for you. I don't think I can do this all for you.
Nameless in August. Thank you. And thanks to our Girl Scouts, too. I sure do want to have you back. You guys were terrific. And thanks for coming in on a little bit of short notice today, too. It's great. But in band years, it's like we booked you 10 years ago. So it's okay. And thanks again to all of our guests today. A list of which is somewhere near my hand. Let's see if I can go by memory. We talked about Allegheny or the Pennsylvania 211 Southwest with Julie Design, who was here this morning, and we thank her for that. Also, Bill Deasy on the Allegheny County Summer Concert Series and an assist by Tim Wolfson. We thank him for that. Also, a pleasure to have you along with us playing along. Just a great deal of fun. Thanks also to Seton Center School of Music and their violinists and our big brother, big sister of the month. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.